Another question on these somewhat high topics as we're going on in our daily lives, trying to chant our rounds and understand the Bhagavad Gita. In the meantime, here's a question. In the purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8, verse 294, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is quoted pointing out that the Yamuna, the Kadamba trees, cows, Krishna's flute, and Krishna's sticks belong to the Shanta Ras, Shanta Rati. Furthermore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text 185, it is said that Shantarati is the neutral stage between the conception of impersonalism and personalism, not much willing to render service to the Lord. It's difficult to understand how a living entity without desire to render loving service can be in Golok Vrindavan. And if I remember, the cows in Brahma Vimohana Leela seem to have motherly affection toward Krishna, expanded as their calves. How to understand that the river Yamuna and the Kalpavriksha trees also don't have much desire to serve? Yeah, well, we have to understand that Shantarati in Vrindavan is on a higher level than other relationships with Krishna elsewhere. Uddhava is praised as the most exalted devotee within Dwarka. Well, of course, there are the queens of Dwarka, but Uddhava is said to be the most exalted devotee. But Krishna sent him to Vrindavan to see what is the devotion of the residents of Vrindavan. And after seeing that, he prayed that in a future birth he might become some herb or grass in Vrindavan so that the gopis' footprints would go on his head. Now, the Shantaras in Vrindavan, it's not just something almost impersonal. Every living being in Vrindavan serves Krishna. Certainly the Yamuna serves Krishna. The trees serve Krishna by giving so many shade, fruit, flowers. The cows, they serve Krishna. They all serve Krishna. So it's not that they don't have the desire to serve. Everything in Vrindavan is imbued with an intense love of Krishna. What elsewhere might seem to be somewhat neutral. There's no neutrality in Vrindavan. Every living being there, which means everything there, because everything is fully conscious, is intense with love of Krishna. So even though they may not have such an active role in service, they're all engaged in service to Krishna. Now the next question.